Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Leroy.
Yes, sir.
Can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm?
Yeah.
Your accidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24-7, call at 866-954-MORE.
All right. Peeking outside the windowplex, because we have blinds in this windowplex. It is, I would say, partly to mostly cloudy, by me anyway. Looks like it's breezy, 10 to 15 miles an hour winds out of the east, southeast. And I would say it's about 82, 83 degrees.
Notice the birds are chirping a lot more perky today because no J-Fig.
You know, you sure she didn't go to Philadelphia?
I don't know where
she wasn't in New Orleans. By the way, it is 80 degrees outside and the wind is blowing.
Nailed it, dude.
11 miles per hour, east, southeast.
Headlines brought good, to you. He is good. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia.
I'm not too good when there's no clouds.
At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. UFC, they have officially announced its return to Miami. UFC 314 on April 12th. Card yet to be revealed.
I guarantee you one person is going to be there. 47.
Probably. He was there yesterday.
Yep.
Dude, did you see them boo Taylor Swift and she was confused? Like, there was a video that went viral from the inside. They put her on the Jumbotron and the Philly fans were killing her. They were boo. I mean, they boo Santa Claus. You're getting it, Tay-Tay. I'm sorry.
Well, were they booing her because her man's on Kansas City?
Of course. Of course. Right. But
she also kind of, you know, she was born in Philly. She's an Eagles fan.
Yeah, she's a turncoat.
She's a turncoat.
And so they booed her, but, like, they put her on the Jumbotron, and, like, you could see her, like, but I'm Tay-Tay. I don't get booed. Like, she gave the side eyes. She was very confused on what to deal with all this.
Don't worry. Get down with Zach Bond. You'll be good.
I hope that she has a conversation with old Travis, because that dude looks like a podcaster right now. He does not look like a football player.
He's good. He can retire.
He should retire.
He can't. It's not about shit. You see, this is what God.
Window is closed, dude. Man,
I tell you, after 7 years of dominance, you lose one bad game. The final game of the year, you lose in not in a favorable fashion, and everybody's throwing dirt on your name.
The most confusing thing to me all year will be, how the hell did this team never lose this year? Because we kept watching them week in and week out weasel their way out of games, and we're like, they can't. But you had to trust. You had to give them the benefit of the doubt. Because of their resume, earned. But we did watch them all year being like, this team's not that good.
Well, you know why? They were favorite. Most of the games, they were underdogs. And that's why they won.
Strange, man.
And, you know, nobody can say official help stop. Relax.
Every time I look up at the screens, he's just getting, like, Patrick Mahomes getting face planted.
I mean, that's, again, when you can't block four, it's going to be a long day, because that means you got just rando guys just roaming the secondary, picking you off. Oof. So, you know, they can do a lot more when they only can bring four, right? When you got to start bringing blitzes and stuff like that, then it compromises what you can do in the secondary. So you didn't have a lot of guys who could just beat one-on-one, and you've never had that with guys who could just beat one-on-one on your offensive side of the ball. Like, I mean, it happened at the end with Worthy, who just ran a post route. But for the most part, teams had to put pressure on you, and then you picked them apart in the secondary. Well, that all changed, because both of his picks were just random guys roaming the secondary and roaming spots where you normally throw the ball.
And what a day for the intangibles.
Woo!
What a day for the intangibles.
That, I tell you, that Dejean or Dejean, whatever you want to call him, right? Not that fleet of foot, but Cabal.
Woof. Wow. Very impressive. You want to know why white people are greedy? How could you have a moment?
Wait a minute. Time out. You really want us to answer that? You really want Leroy and I to answer this? Hold on, because it could take an hour and 47 minutes. It could take the remaining of the show.
Here's what's funny. Here's what's funny. Because Tobin had just come up with stuff without fully getting a read of the room, right?
I felt like my read was fine.
And who ever thought that a show with three people and two of them being black, that the one guy would say, you want to know why? But go ahead.
White people are greedy, because let me tell you something, dude. I'm seeing a lot of whining about the halftime show. I mean, like, where was our Aerosmith? I'm like, dude, we tried The Who after The Booby came out. Trust me, they were old and not very good. So they're all whining about the halftime show. And meanwhile, intangibles. You guys had a historic moment for the intangibles yesterday, and you guys aren't appreciating it.
They wanted all intangibles.
You want all intangibles. You want your music. You want your cake, and you want to eat it too. Yesterday, you had something happen for a position that you weren't even allowed to play, and you whined about the halftime show.
Oh, he's got a good point. The last time
on his birthday, nonetheless.
Right. Crazy.
I thought it was Saquon's birthday too, though.
Yes, it was.
He stole his cake.
He didn't score a touchdown.
Wow, that's nasty work.
Leroy was hoping for it. He's like, we were waiting. He's like, 4 yards. He's like, it's coming.
Damn, it's coming. They did him like Walter.
No, not really, because
I'm just kidding.
They tried to run it, and then they got to push.
I'm going with that Walter take, because Walter, you know, that's all he wanted to do was score a touchdown in the Super Bowl, and they were winning like 40, and they gave it to the fridge. All he wanted, Saquon.
You feel like Saquon sends a selfie last night to Joe Shane with him at the Lombardi Trophy?
No, he sends it to Mara.
Oh, dude!
Yeah, don't send it to
Shane. Send it to Mara, because he's
the
one.
The boss of the GM.
Yeah, he's the one that said, I really hope he doesn't go to Philadelphia.
Unbelievable.
Oh, he didn't.
Could you imagine having that? It's not bad enough that it happened, but it happened on a television show.
Right, but that's not the worst part. Like, how, if that would have happened in any other city, there's no way the GM survives that, right?
No shot. I thought for sure he was going to get fired. I'm confused.
Yeah, how do you let this guy pick the next quarterback for your team?
They must feel like Shador or Cam are going to be the truth. Like, Daboll must have sold him on it. Like, hey, John, this is going to be the guy, dude. Well, give me either one. We're going to be great. I don't know. I don't know.
Here, as we learned in recent history.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things you could have to help your quarterback is a running game. Now, you can sit back there and chuck it around because you have no running game, and it could possibly work. But when it doesn't work, everybody's going to say it's because you don't have a running game and you're too one-dimensional. And so you look at all these teams, and you look at how it all comes crashing down at the end. And it was like, oh, they didn't run the football. Oh, the offensive line got smoked.
oh, look at the pressure that defensive line is getting on him,
right? All basic fundamental starting points for an offense.
Cap for Life says, Leroy, how does Nick Saban get a free pass for quitting on the Dolphins and lying in the process, but Tyreek has to apologize for Tua? Make it make sense, dude. I'll wait.
I'll tell you why. Because when Wayne Huizenga persuaded Nick Saban to come and coach, he said, if you don't like it, you can leave. That was part of the agreement.
Also, does Cap feel like Nick Saban did get a free pass? I feel like Dolphin fans have hated Nick Saban forever. I don't feel like he got a free pass at all.
And listen, I love the way people say, you said you weren't going to be the coach of Alabama. Ain't no coach would be like, yeah, I'm kicking the tires on that. Right? Stop.
Right? Do you think people get upset that when somebody leaves and then they go to the next place and are successful in that next place? They're upset.
Yeah, that makes no sense. Be pissed off about Bill Belichick.
But guess what? It was the right move for him to do. It was the right move for Nick Saban to do.
What about, it's the difference if you fire somebody. Like,
I'll tell you what.
Browns fired Bill Belichick. The Eagles fired Andy Reid.
Belichick's just walking around with that young squeeze all over the place, huh?
As he should.
Wow.
He better watch out, though, man. He's got 18 to 22-year-old boys or that young men that, he's going to be coaching.
Oh, yeah, that happened to, who that happened
Jimbo.
To? Fisher?
Jimbo.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be careful.
Coach Jimbo Fisher.
We'll take a break. Back with more shenanigans on the other side. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, if you guys want to go to Vegas, we got a contest for you. The Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and three guests to Las Vegas, plus $20,000. It's easy to enter. Download the free Odyssey app. You log in or register an account and listen to WQM or any participating station each for a minimum of 1 hour a day. And that is your entry. You can do it every day. The Slam Dunk in Vegas for your chance to win. Just listen to WQM on the free Odyssey app. Travel dates are March 17th to the 22nd. And when you're in Las Vegas, stay at Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premium sports viewing destination. And visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. It's a national contest. Marlins, see this, Leroy? They announced this week that at FanFest, they're doing a Hall of Fame. The Marlins are doing a Hall of Fame. I like it.
Boy, it's going to be easy to get up in that piece.
No, don't say that. They announced the inaugural class. I think they're doing them on four separate dates, though, throughout the year. First one, Mr. Marlin, Jeff Conine.
Yep.
I feel like he had the end. Jack McKeon, champion manager. Jim Leland, champion manager. And then the man I'm probably most excited about, Luis Castillo. Love Louis.
I wish I had two more thumbs.
Why, dude?
So I could give him four thumbs
down. Why? I love it.
I understand the managers.
Yep.
Right? Leland and McKeon, they won you the World Series. But if we're doing that, you got to give me the two World Series MVP. We don't know about the Marlins without Levon.
Levon and Beckett.
Maybe Mikey Lowe.
Mikey Lowe will be there.
Is he? But no, I think those are the guys that should have
been. Those should have been the first classes.
Yes, I can understand the managers with Leland and
Luis McKeon. Castillo, three gold gloves, championship, 35-game hit streak. Was he three-time All-Star? That's a pretty good resume, Vlad.
For a Marlin.
No. Dude, you guys don't understand. Luis Castillo as a switch hitter, which they're not making switch hitters anymore. As a switch hitter, what this guy, when he was to the right side, dude, I'm telling you, there was nothing like it. Nothing like Luis Castillo righty day. When you put a southpaw against Luis Castillo, kiss your day goodbye, dude. He was going to tattoo your ass.
And what about who I thought was also Mr. Marlin? What about Charles Johnson?
He's going to get in.
I
should be on the committee for this.
And his first ballot.
I think they got the first ballot right.
I think.
Well, let's be honest.
You got to do Conine because Conine, you associate with the franchise.
You got to put Conine in. I think Castillo's appropriate.
I would say Vlad is right from this standpoint. This whole organization and their success has been built on pitching. So,
Dontrell,
you have your inaugural class, you should have had a pitcher when that's been the basis of all the great pitchers that have come through here and pitched and had success.
Here's what I would guess, okay? I don't mean to be morbid about this. I think they went two managers because they're very old. And so what you're doing is, hey, let's get them in.
Wow.
Just in case.
No, you know what? That's true. As morbid as it sounds, it's true.
I think that's got to be why, right?
Yeah, you're going to honor the people before.
Like, how old's Jack? Trader Jack at this time?
85?
No, I don't think he is dead. 94.
He's 94?
94 years old.
And he's going to come in there with a cigar.
Oh, yeah. Still mowing his lawn.
He ripped me, boy.
What do you mean he ripped you? What'd you do to Trader Jack?
So I was covering the Marlins in their 03 World Series run. And it was, I will never forget this game. It was a game in September. and they were playing either the Diamondbacks or the Braves. I know it was a team with an A. And he used his closer. Now, he had a closer. Great closer.
Braden Looper or Ugarte Urbina?
Might have been Urbina at that time. It was 03.
Okay.
Good closer.
Well, they did the trade in the middle of the season.
But he had just used the man.
Couldn't trust Looper.
5 games out of the last 6 days.
Yeah.
They were winning, started losing, and then he brought him back. He brought him in to try to save the game. He got tattooed. They lost the game. And I asked him, I was like, don't you think it was a little, don't you think he was a little tired with it being his sixth time being used in 7 days? That cigar got out of his mouth. That man started cursing me. Peanuts flying, peanut shells flying everywhere. Pow, 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 pow. I'm just standing there holding my mic, taking it. Pause. Like, just taking it. And then next day, you read the, you know, you read the papers. Papers like, the reporter asked a legitimate question, and Captain Jack just got mad. Trader Jack got mad.
Right. You're not responsible for Jack McKeon's words, Vlad.
I am not.
Hey, no, no.
But what? You are responsible for Jimmy and Pat Riley's
words. Oh, dude, that's not fair.
No. I'm not, no, but he's responsible for Jimmy and Pat's words.
A specific question about what was happening on the field, right?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go back and say, well, Ugarte Urbina said he probably shouldn't have pitched that night because he was tired.
Listen.
And that he didn't go back to him with that.
I would never say anything about Ugarte Urbina. You guys can Google it. Is he still in jail?
He might. Does he have, like, extra, like, digits?
Who's got the extra
pimp? Yeah, I was so excited.
That's Antonio Alfonseca.
Alfonseca, okay.
El Pupo. I love it. I love a Marlins Hall.
No, but congratulations to those four that are in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not like discrediting anything. It's only fitting that the first Marlin inducted into Marlins Hall of Fame is Jeff Conine.
Yep.
Right? Like, you
absolutely
don't get the
fitting nickname
Mr. Marlin and then other people go in before you. Mr. Marlin got to go in first.
Agreed.
I would always think with all of the great pitching that you've had here and have won MVPs, that a pitcher would be on the first ballot just because a pitcher.
Well, I don't think there's a ballot. I think they just put him in. I don't know who decides. I should be. If there's a committee, I should be on the committee.
No.
No, I should. I should be on the committee.
No, you should be on no committee.
No, dude, I can be on the committee.
Macho Marlin.
The last committee they put you on, you got tired of them. But asking you to give you too many.
It's not that I got tired of it. They had me in the official bare knuckle rankings as a voter. And I'm just like, I got to be honest with you. I can't keep up. You guys have too many guards. And I'm not watching this every single weekend. I have too many things going on.
You got to get the Fight Network.
I felt bad.
Fight Network shows all the bare knuckle brawls.
It's not that, dude. I just don't want to watch every bare knuckle card. And they're like, come on, vote on it. I was like, it's exhausting. Guy was really mad.
Exactly what the coaches do in college.
Right.
Mr. Jeter.
I was like, hey, this guy's got like, and then let me tell you something about finding bare knuckle records. Thin. You have to go to them like, hey, this says the guy has, this guy fought in Peru against a guy with, okay, I'm like, I don't even know if this is real. It's not like Box Rec. Anyway, we'll mix things up on the other side. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We'll let you guys know again, Valentine's Day is coming on up. We're going to make it easy for you by giving a chance to win tickets to the Miami City Ballet and a bouquet of flowers for a Valentine's Day performance. So keep on listening to our show for details on how you can win. We're doing this Monday through Thursday this week, setting you up for a little Valentine's Day.
I got to tell you, I've been to ballet before. I don't know. I mean, it's different.
Well, let me tell you, Leroy, the Miami City Ballet is the best of all ballets. So maybe you would love it if you went to the Miami City Ballet.
If you go, it's the cool thing is you can like the music or the performers, or there's a lot to go at, right? Like, if you see a movie, you're never going to go into a movie and say, ah, the movie sucked, but the music was good. Where you go to ballet, you got you know, a lot of options as to leaving there with a smile on your face.
Okay, man. But, like, if I'm giving away a prize, can't you just, like, hold that
one?
No,
I'm saying people should, people should be interested in it if you've never been. It's a cool thing to at least go and experience it.
You guys can purchase tickets at MiamiCityBallet.org, but we'll give those away today so you guys can get yourself a nice little present for your sweetheart there. Mixed bag here. First off, a man whose relationship with the Miami Dolphins, he's trying to make good. Tyreek Hill, he says that, you know, he misses the Chiefs, but he loves Miami. Here is the cheetah.
Yeah, man, last night my wife said I had a very bad dream in the bed saying, rolling over and stuff like that. But, yeah, man, I mean, obviously, I'm a competitor at the very end of the day. You know, I miss my guys. I miss Kelsey. I miss Pat. I miss Chris Jones and all of that. I miss all of our good moments because we kind of, you know, came in around the same time and we got drafted by the same guy. So I miss it, man. But right now I'm in a great situation. I will say that I'm with Miami. You know, we're building something special, which is tremendous. We got a great, you know, group of young guys who wants to work, who's eager to get better each and every day, man. And I'm just enjoying it all, man. You know, my family enjoys being in Miami. So I'm happy. I'm grateful, man, for like exactly where I am in my life right now.
All right, Tyreek Hill continuing his I'm sorry, Mm-mm. Miami tour.
Mm-mm. Nope. Dude, don't tell me how much of a competitor you are while refusing to compete.
Correct.
That don't fly. You can say a lot of things. But most competitors I know, most real competitors, they go until the doors fall off. Whether you up 50 or down 50. Right? So,
I don't. No, to me,
absolutely not. No,
I don't buy any of this stuff from him. Right? Like to me, I love watching Tyreek Hill and the Dolphins. Do not get me wrong. All right, this is not because I think that he's washed or anything like that. I just feel like your true feelings on the situation came out, and to be honest, he's probably like, if Tua gets hurt again and I got to play with Snoop Huntley, I am going to be furious. I think what happened was he said how he really feels. He acted how he really feels. And they got reprimanded by the Dolphins because the Dolphins have paid Tyreek Hill a ton of money. And like, dude, can you not make like the biggest stink? Because if we are going to trade you, we'd like to not have a Jimmy Butler situation where everybody knows you want out. And so he's gone on this whole apology tour this week. But dude, I feel like the writing's on the wall. I don't think he's coming back to the Dolphins.
Here's the deal. And again, I mean this. The things that Tyreek Hill said after that last game, I don't care about. Heat of the battle, sometimes you say stupid stuff. Sometimes you say stuff you don't mean. And it's almost like they wound up the little energizer behind him to get him to keep going, right? So I'm not even talking about those things, right? But when you come to me and tell me how much of a competitor you are and how much you love playing with your guys and then you refuse to go in the game, that don't fly. So whatever, all the stuff that everybody's making a big deal about, I don't. The stuff I make a big deal about is what was happening on the football field. You're supposed to be a leader, right?
He was.
You don't want all these young guys on the team thinking, oh, if I don't just like the way our game is going, I could quit.
The Miami Heat are going to be introducing some new players today. One of those is Andrew Wiggins, and wearing number 22 yesterday, introduced.
Did you call him Wiggy?
I think, Wiggy or Wiggs.
I don't want to hear getting jiggy with it every time he scores. And then they start saying getting wiggy with it.
Getting wiggy with it.
I don't like that.
Wait, Tobin already...
Tobin was thinking about it.
Parody coming up. Here is Andrew Wiggins saying he thinks he's going to fit perfectly on this team.
I feel like I'll be able to fit in pretty good. you know, I like to think of myself as a versatile defender, you know, looking guard, you know, multiple positions. So I think I'll fit in perfectly.
I love it. Soft spoken.
Throat clears.
Old throat clears, dude. man. Meanwhile, Kevin Love, you know, he loves shenanigans, and he says that he is going to do all he can to make the new guys feel included in the locker room.
It's just catching them up to speed and wanting them to, you know, be unapologetically themselves and understand what we want to get done out there. So it's on all of us, you know, at least for me, like, I think it's a big part of my role is to do that as the elder statesman. And, like, you know, if we have quiet guys, I'm gonna make them sing. So, like, I'm gonna get the best out of them. I'm gonna have their personality shine and show, and, you know, hoping that you know, calms them and translates on the floor.
You calling a 20, Vlad?
Why does he sound like Kachuk?
First of all, yeah, that's a good point by Leroy. Second, when did Kevin Love become
the elder statesman
of the Miami Heat culture?
I'm gonna tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. Because there's a little note on chair number 15. And it says, all who sit in this chair are governors of Heat culture. Must cheer and celebrate those who are facilitating and performing Heat culture to the highest of level. And make sure they're doing it to the highest level. And then right underneath it says, because your ass ain't playing.
I mean, saw the last time he played. We saw the last few minutes he played. It was not good.
Hey, wait. The more minutes he plays, the less chatty he is, right? Because my man is tired.
Like, no time for jokes.
If he ain't playing, he cheering. He celebrating. He directed traffic.
No jokes right now. I'm exhausted.
It's like when he was playing 20 minutes a game, we ain't getting no tweets from Kevin Love. Dude was tired. Now he got all this energy.
He has been shenanigans this year, that's for sure. And now back on the same.
But I would say this. Like, you can say what you want about Kevin Love. Kevin Love has always been a player that everybody enjoyed being around, right? He's just one of them guys that everybody likes.
Yeah, I mean,
going out of his way to.
He did have to go through some of that passive aggressive stuff with LeBron in Cleveland.
And now they're best friends.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
love.
There's a lot of players that go through that, right?
And now. The man he was traded for to get to Cleveland is his teammate, Andrew Wiggins.
Yep.
Eric Spoelstra, he said around the drama that, to be honest with you, it could have been a lot worse. Here's Spo.
I'm sure it does for everybody, even if, you know, guys aren't just mentioning it outright. There's a little bit of an unknown. You know, for us, it was, you know, 6-8 weeks of not having full clarity. But I think that helped our team develop some grit. Even though our record isn't where we want it to be, it could have been a lot worse. You know, you go through a lot of circumstances like that. I've seen a lot of teams just fall apart. You know, so we were able to develop some grit that I really like when you have those opportunities during a regular season. But now there's clarity. There's good energy in the gym, but like I said, I think it was a different kind of jolt, you know, at this time of year. And we'll see how it plays out on the wood.
You okay, Leroy?
No!
Leroy, are you taking a full time out on grit. This?
I don't need grit! I need more than 9 points in a quarter, Spo!
Gonzalo says
growing grit. Experience? That's not growing experience!
It could have been
we
a lot worse.
Put water on it and it won't grow!
How could it be worse? We score 8 points in a quarter?
I'd like to know what other team has gone through a similar situation. Because he said he's seen other teams.
For that long?
Yeah, I've never seen another team go through that situation.
Dude. I don't know.
Dude, let me tell you something. I don't care how bad the team is in the league. You have to be the best team
with the most single-digit quarters that I've ever seen.
I still don't
this
know
is
that's
not something
stat.
I just started talking about. Tobin, how long have I been talking about the single-digit quarter?
This is the first time I can recall you saying the single-digit quarter. You're making it out like it's been a record this year, and I think they've only done it twice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then there's a couple times they got to 10 or 11. Well, you know what the hell I'm talking about.
I mean, they did have, like, a run in, like, November of third quarters like I've never seen.
Right. Can I ask a question? I just want to ask a question. How many times does it have to happen before you actually grow? Because I'm hearing we're growing and we're learning from this, but can we get more than 10 or 11 points in a quarter?
I think Spo would tell you growth is not always upward. Sometimes growth, you know, goes
sideways?
Different directions. You can grow sideways and then go up and then sideways and down. You know, it happens. It's like a vine, more so than a tree.
Dude, now I want to punch you in the face.
I'll take my minus one.
Right? Take your minus one.
Minus one.
Because I'm looking at him, I'm like,
sometimes growth is sideways.
Sideways.
I'm telling you what, Spo, if you're listening and you say that, it's go time.
Spo.
It is go time.
Either Spo or somebody from the media relations department is listening. They're like, that's good. They're writing that down. Because he has been using task at hand a lot.
What? Oh, my God.
And finally, Bam Adebayo, he was doing some marketing on Friday night as he was wearing the A1s, Asia Wilson's new signature shoe. And this was him on wearing the Asias.
10 out of 10, top tier. It's a, obviously, it's a blessing to be able to do that. And, I feel like when the shoe drops in May, I feel like it's going to sell out right away.
All right, there you go.
I've noticed that a lot of the NBA players are wearing women's shoes.
Yeah.
Sabrina's Ionescu.
Yes.
She's got one of the most popular shoes that the...
Hero's been wearing it.
Yeah, the men players have wore. So
it's kind of cool. Well, like it. No guys get shoes anymore, right? Like, who has signature shoes anymore?
They do.
Probably like 20 guys.
Ja has one. Zion has one.
Zion has a shoe?
Yeah.
They got to regret that one.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Like, how long are these shoe deals? Like, how long do they
got
to be on the hook for?
Jason Tatum got one.
It's basically you sign a contract with the company, and then they decide to come out with your own shoe. It doesn't mean you get one right away.
I know Giannis has a shoe, but I always see
it. Jordan was the only one that got a cut of it.
And of course, Bron.
I know LeBron. LeBron and KD have shoes. Yeah.
Steph Curry has his for Under Armour.
But he's with Under Armour. And now Kawhi kicked off the New Balance era.
Yeah. I think the guy who has the most popular shoe for the kids is LaMelo, actually.
Yes.
LaMelo's shoes are really popular.
And don't forget, D-Wade, when he was playing, he had,
the Leanings. I like Jimmy Butler's Leanings, but yeah, you can't get Leanings anywhere.
Nope.
You have to go to China.
You got to go online, and then I can't even read how much it costs because I think they put it in yen.
I think that's Japan.
I don't know, dude. I said I think. I don't know about other people's currency. I'm barely trying to handle this American currency. Why are you not familiar with the currency of other countries?
Totally fair.
Sorry, dude.
Take a break. Back after this.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.